they can't hear me do shit because I'm not set up yet.
All right. We got the Chuck and the Kyle. We got the Scampi.
Scampi.
Which Wi-Fi are we on now?
Ah, shit. I don't even know. Like 40? 39? I don't know.
Welcome to Wi-Fi March 29th, 2018.
Wi-Fi whatever.
Yeah.
This is
Wi-Fi live.
Wi-Fi less Hank. They missing some,
So we had to break into Hank's house today because Hank can't be with us. He's still working late. But we're going to try to give you a good show. I've got a few things.
You've got a few things? I've got my phone's doing live now. But I remember the article. I can go over the details that I read today that made me crack up. It's a crime story, too.
I got a crime story, too.
That's a local one.
This one's not local. This one's in Florida.
All good shit happens in Florida.
But
all that really weird.
Oh, and it's weird. It's right up our alley, though. So, or maybe more up my alley, but
I just want it to be in Florida and involve a dolphin this time.
Yeah. There's also some interesting video game information that we've got. Let's see. Oh, and I found out a great thing about Tommy Wiseau, or Wiseau, or however you say it. I found this great thing.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that later. Let's see. How would we normally start this off?
Normally we just recap of, what's been going on in our lives in the past week since we've done this the last time.
I've been playing crazy amounts of video games. Like, any chance I get, I'm playing video games. I think I'm up to 30 platinums or something like that.
Jesus.
This year. Chuck. Just from January 1st.
Just this year. I've platinumed one game my entire life. My entire life. I've platinumed one game.
I think last I looked, I had 64 or something like that. Something like that.
So maybe more. Just since the beginning of the year, you've almost doubled the amount of platinums you've had.
Yeah, I went from level 22 or 23 to 25, which anyone that knows PlayStation, once you get over level 12, the amount of experience or whatever it takes to get to the next level is considerably more.
Yeah.
So, let me...
Yeah, I'm still stuck on, level 9. Chuck's like, that was when I was 12.
Let's see how many trophies I have. I have... I have 132 completed games. I have 68 platinums.
Yeah, fuck you, Chuck. I've got one. You know what one that was in? That was for Need for Speed.
Oh, okay.
Which one? That came out, it was just Need for Speed, and it came out, it was the new edition, the one that came out 2-3 years ago.
Okay. The remake of Undercover? Or Hot Pursuit?
It was more of Undercover. It was the one where instead of getting away from, it's not a pursuit edition. It was more focused on the racing game or the racing portion. And that sounds like
Underground.
Yeah, that was that's what I liked about the Need for Speed games when they do the racing. But the Hot Pursuit ones, I'm like, this is fucking retarded.
Yeah,
a cop would never be that fucking aggressive. This is not realistic at all.
Not only that, it's better to have a human controlled person than it is to have a AI controlled cop chasing you.
And they what's the newest one? In the newest one, you can do that where you can go, you play online,
mm-hmm.
and you can either choose to play the bad guy or you can choose to play the cop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if someone, if you're playing the cop and someone speeds through your zone, then you can pursue them and you're actually, it's a battle of two people then.
They have that in the new Burnout, actually. So Burnout Paradise Remastered, that happened this, since the last time we've talked, I think. And
I think it just come out the last time we did.
Yep, and I love it. I love Burnout so much, I platinum it already.
Yeah.
And I've gotten about half of the DLC stuff done, so.
Nice.
Been working. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is this article I found, and it was great. So basically what happened was this woman and this man happen to be McDonald's workers, happen to be brother and sister, happen to have a kid together, and it happened to have a lot of medical issues.
Well, duh.
Right. So, they ended up getting arrested for having a kid. Now, they didn't catch him at first. And the reason they didn't catch him at first is because they did not fill out a birth certificate. And they did not, like, claim it or whatever. Like, they...
She didn't specify who the father was on the... Even mm-hmm. at the hospital.
Yeah, they tried to hide that. And I don't even... They didn't even fill out an insurance form or something like that.
Scampi, you gotta go. So, you're knocking down the...
That was, That was, of course, in Florida. You know, it would only happen in Florida.
That, I mean, yeah. Well, I don't know. I could see that be like Alabama and Kentucky.
Tennessee.
Virginia.
West Virginia.
Definitely West Virginia. Yeah,
that's just normal.
That's some crazy mountain people shit there. That's just fucking like, hey, Cousin Earl. He's also my brother.
What was your crime?
Mine was, this man had his home busted into by two criminals that were wearing ski masks, and they were going to rob him of all his money, but they had, this dude had no money, so instead they stole all his medical marijuana.
Well, I mean, they can sell it for money, I guess. Oh, man.
Well, my thought was is they were just planning on getting high, and they needed money for pot, and so they're like, well, fuck it, just steal your pot. Go right to the source.
The whole reason they're breaking in is to get money to buy pot. And they could have just took the pot to begin with.
Yeah.
Probably didn't even dawn on them right away.
That was like my theory of when I was going to school. I was pretty good about saving money, so I always had money for shit. And people were like, how in the hell do you always got money for shit? And I used to lie to them and say, I suck dick for coke and then sell the coke to pay my bills. Just completely bass backwards.
So the lie was you weren't really paying bills?
Yeah. Oh, fuck that. Who wants to be responsible and shit?
Oh, man. So I found this great thing online, and it was about Tommy Wiseau or Wazow or however you say it. The guy that made The Room and was the source material for The Disaster Artist. So, during the promotion of The Disaster Artist, I didn't know this, but apparently he made a video in which he pretends to be the Joker. So it's like a fake tryout for the role of the Joker. And he does like Heath Ledger Joker.
Oh.
It's actually good.
Oh.
Now, the problem is he's got that weird-ass foreign accent, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, like, it doesn't hit the paces like it should. But, like, you could definitely tell this man is unhinged.
There's something fucking wrong inside his head.
So, it was great. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'll show you later. But he also had his co-star from The Room, Greg Sestero. He's, shit, I'm pretty sure it's the guy that was messing with Lisa, his best friend in the movie that was also having... an affair or whatever you want to call it, cheating on with this guy.
Okay.
So he played Batman in his tryout or whatever for his fake tryout for the role of the Joker. So that was interesting. He's like pushing this guy around. He's like, you are not the Batman. I need the Batman. And he like pushes him, you know, and then he puts on the mask. And he's like, oh, well, you are the Batman.
I don't believe you're the Batman. Puts the mask on. You are the Batman.
Right.
Damn it.
I don't think he was trying to do this, but it reminds me of that College Humor thing where where it's Batman with like Two-Face and like he turns this way, he's like, oh, it's Two-Face, and then he like turns this way, he's like, Harvey, where did Two-Face go? He's like, are you serious? Like, you're serious right now? You're that dumb?
Yeah. Fucking College Humor. Them guys in Dorkly, man. I love them.
Yeah, this one, the one with Tommy Wiseau, that was from The Nerdist. That's where I found that.
Oh, okay.
So those guys are pretty funny, too. And I'm pretty sure that's, Chad Hardwick? Is that his name? Hardwick?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's affiliated with that. And he's the guy that does The Talking Dead after The Walking Dead comes on. That was fun. Let's see. So Burnout came out.
Burnout came out, yes.
Yesterday, there was an announcement that Dragon Quest XI actually has a release date now in the U.S., and it's going to be on September 4th, 2018. So this year, we get Dragon Quest XI, which is like the first full Dragon Quest title since Dragon Quest VIII in the West.
Nice.
You know, now the great thing about that is it goes back to its turn-based roots. Like the previous ones, there's like Dragon Quest Heroes, Dragon Quest Heroes 2, Dragon Quest Builders, all awesome in their own way. Dragon Quest Heroes 1 was more of a tower defense type thing. Still an action RPG, but more tower defense. Dragon Quest Heroes 2 was like pretty much straight action RPG. And it's akin to the Dynasty Warriors series, where you got lots of monsters and you got like a small group, or maybe one person. You control one person, but you got a small group, and it's just like plowing through like hundreds of enemies and stuff like that. And of course, Dragon Quest Builders was the Dragon Quest that's based off of, say, Minecraft or Portal Knights, or you know, something like that, where you're crafting things and building up in a grid-based like block system.
Okay.
All great games. I've platinumed, you know, Dragon Quest Heroes 1 and Dragon Quest Builders. I'm eventually gonna work on Dragon Quest Heroes 2. I just have been putting it off so I can get all my backlog taken care of. What's in your backlog, Kyle?
Oh, what do I got in my backlog? I Final Fantasy 15 still. Like, that's my... The only thing I've really got that I've downloaded that I don't have any ambition to play. I still got Borderlands, the pre-sequel too. I eventually want to get through that. I still got to finish all the DLC for Borderlands 2. I'm like halfway through the DLC. I made it through the game. And I'm trying to remember what DLC I made it through yet. I can't remember. But I know I'm like halfway through the DLC for Borderlands 2. And I got the pre-sequel with all the DLC for that to do yet. And then Final Fantasy 15. So I'm looking forward to when I'm unemployed this summer, I can wake up in the morning and make the decision of, do I play video games today or do I go fishing?
You know, I bought the Final Fantasy 15 fishing game.
Yeah.
For the virtual reality thing. It's nice. Called Monster of the Deep, or Monsters of the Deep, Final Fantasy 15. I haven't played it. I haven't even touched my VR since I bought it. It's still in the box. Still in my closet. I have every intention to one day do it, but right
you
now...
You let me know, because I still have Gran Turismo Sport. Not that I really have any desire to play it anymore, but the one thing I do want to do is I want to try the VR.
Yeah.
It's not an actual race that you do, but you can take a car, certain cars, and you can drive them around certain courses, and it's full-on VR. So you still steer the car with the controller, but, like, you can look around inside the car, and, like, you'll see the track, like, you're sitting in the driver's seat, like. So I'm like, oh, I want to try that to see what that actually looks like.
You know what I want to do? I want to use the VR for Tekken 7. But I don't want to fight anybody. I just want to use it for the cinematic mode. You know, where you can view the models. Another thing that recently happened in the world of video games is the main character from Final Fantasy 15, Noctis, is now a playable character in Tekken 7.
I think you mentioned that last week.
Yeah, you know what? I did. Oh. I absolutely did. Now, this week, you know, we've got the release date for Dragon Quest XI. Far Cry just came out, Far Cry 5. And I know Jeff is playing the shit out of that. He told me today, he's like, I can't wait to get back into Hope County. So he's enjoying it.
Nice.
And that one is about like a cult somewhere in the Midwest. You know, and you got to infiltrate the cult and take down the cult leader. And I'm pretty sure you're like some sort of law enforcement, like undercover or something like that. So he said there's a lot of religious overtones and everything. It's a religious cult. You know, that this guy, and I'm not sure what his name is, but he's like the ringleader of it, and he's the guy that's got like the 70s glasses on and everything in the pictures.
Got like the Hawaiian shirt and like...
I don't know if he's in a Hawaiian shirt or not. I think he's like kind of dressed like a businessman type.
Okay.
Like, think like 70s, like, drug dealer. Like, classy, but, like, definitely has that 70s vibe, like a disco.
You ever watch Breaking Bad?
No.
Oh. I was going to say Saul Goodman. He's, like, a lawyer in that, and that's how he dresses.
It's probably very similar. I would say that's probably, like, how they dress in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, of course, the Avengers is coming up.
We got our tickets last week.
Yep. And Ready Player One comes out technically tonight, right?
I was going to say, I think it came out today. Like, yeah. I think it's out now. Like, you can go see it right now. Yeah.
So we're going on Saturday. Are you coming along?
I don't know yet. I was going to try to get a hold of my brother tonight to see if maybe he wanted to go see it this weekend. I haven't done anything with him in a while, so.
Okay. I'm super excited about it because it's going to have all kinds of licensed video game characters. It's, you know, it's not just like random generic bullshit that they make. It's like, you've got like the characters from Overwatch. You've got Chun-Li. You've got like Kratos from God of War. And it's not just video game references too. I was reading an article on IGN that said the characters from like Last Action Hero are in there, and that's the Last Action Hero. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger and that one little jerk that no one knows anymore. I couldn't even tell you that kid's name. I doubt he's doing anything anymore. He was the main character from Terminator, wasn't he? Or no, that was that freaking one kid. Pecker. The kid that played Pecker.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hazy with things that are that far back. Like, I can picture their faces and whatnot, but I have a hard time putting names with it. I'm the same way with, like, 80s hair metal. Like, I know all the music, I just don't know who sings what. Ah.
And then, let's see, what is coming out? Super Troopers 2, I'm super excited about.
That comes out 4/20.
Yep.
So just a few weeks away. Oh, God, I cannot wait for that.
So they're going to be, basically what's going to happen is a portion of Canada is found to be, like, actually part of U.S. territory. Or maybe it's a part of Canadian...
From my understanding, is part of Canada is actually U.S. territories. Right where their precinct is, it's right on the border of the U.S. and Canada. And they're saying part of the Canada side is actually U.S. property. So they got to go up and show the Mounties in the area how to run an American police department.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they got to join forces and probably take down some inner corruption.
Yeah, that's my guess.
So and shenanigans ensue.
Shenanigans? You mean shenanigans, right? I just watched their first one fucking, like, last weekend. It was on, like, HBO or some shit. I think it was on HBO. I'm like, oh. This movie never gets old.
You know who I thought was just super hot? Like, I had a thing for Ursula. Like, she is smoking hot.
She has got that ultimate, like, just normal chick vibe.
You know,
like,
what really...
She's not, like, anything spectacular, but she's got a really hot body, and she just looks normal. Like, approachable, even.
This is how fucked up I am. So, she was in another movie, and you might know this movie, Freddy Got Fingered, with Tom Green.
Yeah.
Well, in it, she was a paraplegic. So... She couldn't move her legs at all. She didn't have any feeling below the waist. So she would request that Tom Green would cane her. And she would get, like, sexual pleasure from that. And she'd, like, get off on this. So he was, like, caning her. And, like, there's this one scene where he's just, like, going at it, whacking her shins. And then, like, forgets, I guess, that it's only her legs that are broken or whatever. And he, like, hauls off and cracks her across the face with a cane.
Oh! Oh,
it's so good. But she was smoking hot in that, too. God, I wish I knew what her name was.
I can't remember.
She's got that same look as Amanda Seyfried. Kinda, you know.
Kinda, minus the eyes.
Yeah.
The eyes aren't as poppy with her.
Right.
Amanda Seyfried's got them eyes that you're just like, damn!
Just bugging out.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that Mamma Mia movie, or the one with Justin Timberlake, where basically everyone lives forever, and they have to take like a certain drug or something to stay young forever?
Oh, that's Time or something like that.
It might be called Time, yeah.
It's not, you don't take a drug. It's like I know when you're talking about, it's got Justin Timberlake and the man Seyfried. Yeah. And the whole thing is you live as long as you have time. So you have like a wristwatch that tracks time like currency.
So how do you earn time in that movie?
You have a job.
Okay.
You go to your job and you earn so much life per day that you work. But you also, like, for your groceries and that whatnot, you have to spend life to get groceries.
God, that sucks.
I really love the whole concept of that movie, because it's like, because if you boil down and you think about, you know, working for someone you need to make money to buy groceries and provide for your family, you're literally paying your life to get the things that you need.
Yeah.
And they just simplify it by actually using life as that representation as currency.
See, the shitty thing about that is, like, that's like if life were pay to play.
Yep.
Which, kind
of. I mean, it's getting closer and closer to that every fucking day.
It's like if EA owned your body.
Yep.
That would suck ass.
You don't think EA is working on that?
Oh, they probably are.
Like, hey, what if we took over the healthcare system and we every time a nurse visited you and you needed a test done, either you could choose to not have the test done or pay $5 and continue the game.
I heard a rumor that Konami is not going to be around much longer. I don't know if you knew, but Konami has been kind of doing a lot of the pachinko machines over in Japan.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't really had a big hit. Metal Gear Solid, you know, 5 was probably the last one. And the
that was a few years ago.
Yeah, and the Metal Gear Survive, that didn't go very well. You know, some people liked it, don't get me wrong, but it didn't go as well as they'd planned. And, of course, they got rid of Hideo Kojima, who is now doing that one with Norman Reedus and Michael Madsen, Death Stranding.
Okay.
So they're doing that artistic kind of movie, but that's not affiliated with Konami at all. That's Kojima Productions. So they're saying if we don't see something at E3, then that's pretty much it for Konami. They're just going to cut their losses and work on pachinko machines. That's the rumor, anyways.
That's so sad, man. Konami's been around for fucking ever.
I love the Castlevania series. Like, that's one of my favorite series, and they were involved in that. They did, like, Zone of the Enders. They did, of course, Metal Gear Solid. They've done a lot of things.
I want to say the arcade game Ridge Racer Revolution was theirs, too.
Hmm.
Pretty sure that was a Konami one.
Okay.
Because that freaking Clover Bar in Grand Haven has that in their... Or they used to. I don't know if they still do. But, man, that was, like, that was my shit. Fucking, we'd go out for pizza. Fucking took all my quarters I had, and I just sat in that thing until the pizza came.
I heard a great thing about Muskegon. So, apparently, there's a barbecue joint going in. And it's... I forget what it's called. It's something pit, like... Smokey's Barbecue Pit or something like that.
Smokey Dave's Pit.
Yeah, that might be it. So here's the thing.
Dave's Smokey Pit or some shit like that. There's two of them going in. There's one in Muskegon. They're also doing the Wendy's in Grand Haven, too.
Hmm. I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's the one in Muskegon. But the great thing about that is, whichever one it is, they have endless ice cream at this place. That's what one of the guys that I work with was telling me, that their plan is to make it so that you order ice cream or whatever, and you can just keep getting ice cream as much as you want until you're done. And the whole thing is, like, I guess you're supposed to get it in a cone, or you're supposed to get it, like, in whatever vesicle they, or what do you call that? Vessel you choose to have it in, or whatever they choose to have for you to put it in.
Yeah, but they also have cone, like cone, cup, bowl.
Yeah, they also have like cups for your drinks and stuff there, but they specifically say don't get your ice cream in that. You know,
yeah,
whatever. But of course, people do. But either way, not that it matters. You get unlimited ice cream. I'm going to get so fat.
You just spent all this time trying to lose all this weight.
All this time.
And you were doing so good.
I didn't do good today. I had a pizza. And I had a pizza yesterday.
Like a whole pizza?
No, I had the leftover pizza from yesterday today. But yesterday I damn near had a whole pizza. I had, I didn't know this, but apparently Domino's does pan pizza. And it's amazing. It's so good.
Nice. Mm. If I would have stayed at work all day, I would have had Greek Tony's.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Greek food, though.
Greek Tony's pizza. It's okay. It's not, I don't know. I'm spoiled because I live in Grand Haven.
Mm-hmm.
We got fucking Fricano's, Clover Bar, Scribb's. Mario's went out of business. There's, what's the other one? South side of town. Mancino's. I mean, Bella Max. Fucking, if you want pizza in Grand Haven, you got options on what the fuck you want. You got K2 downtown that does, like, fancy, like, artisan style pizzas that are, they're like a small pizza, and it's all single serving, like, for one person, pretty much.
What would you say the best pizza place in this area is?
For me, it's either Fricano's or I want to say Clover Bar. I'm more of a fan of Clover Bar. I'd eat that shit all the time if it wasn't so fucking expensive.
I'm the same way, but with Rebel Pie or Rebel Pies. Like, that is my absolute favorite pizza place in this entire area. And it's so good. It's a little bit expensive, but I love the Polynesian Farmer. Like, it's so good.
That is good. I had that, when did I do that? This past winter, we were downtown in Muskegon for a concert, and we went to Rebel Pies. Well, we went to Unruly, and then...
Yeah, because we went to Jeff's, well,
I don't know. I didn't go to that. I went down for a different concert.
Yeah.
That was Justin Moore. I went with another friend of mine.
Me and Hank went to see the Biffy the Beat Slayer. Got some Rebel Pies.
Which he played last night, too.
Yeah, he did. He was not at work yesterday because of that.
Was he at work today?
He was at work today.
Well, that had to have been rough.
Well, he wasn't hungover, so he must not have drank.
It's not that. It's... I seen a post from, like, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Like, him eating that Yesterdog.
He loves that Yesterdog. But that's, like, one thing, like, I miss is, like, I can't tell what anyone's doing. I have no connection to the outside world, hardly, because I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah. You're like, what's everyone doing?
Yeah, like, I can't know that Jeff is at Yesterdog, you know, 10:30 at night. I can't know that. I can't know, you know, what Hank's bitching about, you know, they're trolling someone about at 7:30, you know.
You have to know with Hank, he's always trolling someone.
I know what's happening. I just don't know.
You don't know what the details. Subject is. You don't know which thread on what subject and what's he trolling, his trolling angle this time.
Oh. You got anything else, Kyle?
I don't think I do.
I don't know how long we were on.
Shit, I don't know.
On this, but I think we should call it a day.
I think so. I'll call it an episode. I don't need to have certain times. Fuck it. We do what we want! This is less Hank!
Alright.
Alright, that means I'll get up and I gotta hit the...
Have a good one.
See you, bitches!